your life today.
Well, they're battening the hatches in Louisiana, already declaring a state of emergency. 100-mile-an-hour winds. Hurricane Ida is strengthening. 91 dead in Salvador, sadly, already. It's churning toward the Gulf of Mexico. More details on that storm. In the meantime, storms bubbling up all over the place, including over the weekend. The House passed on a Saturday night, no less. What perfect timing. Sneaking it in under the wire, barely. 220 to 215. Yep. Health care reform, or some version of it, passes in the House. It includes a public option. Now the Senate gets to debate. So what happens in the Senate? I think nothing. By the holidays, nothing will happen in the Senate. There aren't even any debates scheduled at this point on the floor. I think this one will go very slowly. However, there's lots of lobbying going on, but enough to pass, I'm going to say no way, no how at this point. I would have said before, no way, no how do we see a massive massacre on one of our own bases. Yes, there have been some things that have happened. But did we learn from the past, and did the Army drop the ball on what happened at Fort Hood? Could this attack be terror? That's what some people are talking about. Or was it just a guy who flipped out over the idea that he had to go to Iraq? He was being deployed, and he was treating so many who had been in the war for post-traumatic stress disorder after they came back. And then a combination of some religious overtones. The more investigators dig stuff up about Army Major Malik Hassan, the sadder the story gets. And 13 people are dead as a result, and so many injured in that attack at Fort Hood, where 100 rounds were shot off and pumped into people's chests and legs and hearts, and the hearts of so many people, of course, broken as a result. So a senior senator on Sunday, on part of the Sunday swirl, that's what I like to call it, all the talking heads in television doing the political thing, said that the shootings at Fort Hood could have been a terrorist attack, just saying could, floating it out there, and that he would launch a congressional investigation into whether the U.S. military could have stopped this thing. See, that's the question. Did the Army drop the ball? Knowing, because people were saying, he was saying, you know, Hassan was saying radical things, anti-American things. And then, of course, before the shots were fired, Allah Akbar was screamed out. That's what he uttered. Now, the major himself is surviving this. The other question becomes, and I've seen this written up all over the place, and I think I even mentioned it, the military will handle this, but could death penalty loom in the future for this guy? In the meantime, let's jump back to the did the Army drop the ball. Here's what Senator Joe Lieberman, independent, of course, from Connecticut. He heads the Senate's Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. He talked about the initial evidence suggesting that the shooter was in fact self-radicalized, a homegrown kind of terrorist, but here in his own words.
First, this was a terrible tragedy. Second, it's too early. It's premature to reach conclusions about what motivated Hassan. But it's clear that he was, one, under personal stress, and two, if the reports that we're receiving of various statements he made, acts he took, are valid, he had turned to Islamist extremism. And therefore, if that is true, the murder of these 13 people was a terrorist act. And in fact, it was the most destructive terrorist act to be committed on American soil since 9/11. But I want to say very quickly, we don't know enough to say now, but there are very, very strong warning signs here that Dr. Hassan had become an Islamist extremist, and therefore that this was a terrorist act.
Wow. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Certain outrage, of course, going on across the country and at Fort Hood. Can you blame the people? Clear warning signs. A lot of colleagues are saying that Hassan has a problem and had a problem with the government. Glenn in Philly, you're the leadoff man this hour. Hello.
Hello, Kate. I'm a regular late-night talk radio gadfly, occasionally call in. Could talk about either one of these things. I actually originally called in thinking about health care. I'm a nurse in the suburbs of Philadelphia, so I see a lot of the stuff that goes on, you know, with the financial system and all this sort of thing in nursing and medicine. I think what's going to happen is a matter of, you know, a de facto, you know, the de facto outcome here is going to be that we're going to end up with a system kind of like Massachusetts instituted. You know, they people can say they want a, they can be looking for a public option, only one. I don't think they're going to socialize healthcare in the U.S., you know, in the same sense that we see it in Canada or Britain, because of the lobbying power of the insurance companies and the pharmaceuticals and suppliers. So it seems like where we're heading is to have basically, you know, it sounds like they're going to pass this law that says we're going to help you by passing a law that says that you're going to be fined or jailed if you don't buy health insurance. Well, gee, thanks very much. And at the same time, it'll add a tremendous amount of bloat to the bureaucracy and less care out on the delivery end of things. So I think, you know, we're going to see hugely increased costs, hugely increased bureaucracy, draconian enforcement of the provisions, people suffering all around, and a whole lot more money spent and a whole lot less good health care provided.
And yeah,
it's disheartening.
Yeah, so well said by one of my hometown boys. You know, you're in the profession. I agree with you 100%. That's what we've been saying all along, and what we found out from so many doctors and nurses and other people we've had on the show. You know, you look at where we are now, and ultimately, people who can't afford it are going to be fined, which is crazy, because it's not like this is completely free. And then I've heard, Glenn, from other doctors, they say, well, you know, forget the wait times in these waiting rooms. So there's just no way we'll be able to see any of these patients anyway. And again, it'll weigh down the system. So it's not what people think. It's not the cherry on top. It's not this incredible system that's going to take all the worry off your back about any possible health care problems you could have in the future. It's quite the opposite. Hey, you were a great caller, Philly Glenn. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. As he said, draconian. What a great word to use in talking about this. It's the increased costs and on paper. Boy, it sounds good. Hey, Kate, wouldn't you like to have your 93-year-old grandfather have completely free health care? Doesn't have to pay a dime. Get the best in the world. He's in assisted living. He's doing okay. Feeling a little weak. What about your mother? You know, she just retired. She's very healthy, knock on wood. I mean, all of us know the scenarios, but it is not what you think. There are no free lunches. There is no free health care. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know the dollar has lost 10% of its purchasing power in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Let's put it another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10% but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hands. You can take it with you. Gold is real money, honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect yourself and your retirement savings in the days ahead, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. KD hanging out with you here across the coasts and all the little nooks and crannies in between. People are wondering about how others are coping with the loss of loved ones who are about to be shipped out. In fact, many of them at this Fort Hood rampage, and did the Army drop the ball? And then, of course, over the weekend, I don't think it was a surprise, but maybe it was a surprise at how teeny tiny it passed by. But health care reform, if you will, the House version, War and Peace times two, it passed just before midnight on Saturday. So now it's up to the Senate and what the Senate decides, because we know the president wants to sign it. But the Senate, I don't know that they're going to even get down to business in time to have a vote by the end of the year. And remember, what's at stake for a lot of people in this politically, it's always about playing ahead. And so depending on who the constituents are, a third of the Senate is up for grabs next year in 2010, and all of the House seats are also up. So there's a lot at stake. And by the way, the House version included the public option. Jerry's listening to us in St. Louis. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Kate. On this particular shooting that occurred at Fort Hood, the thing is, the way from my reading about the critiques on Islam by various American and even some of the Islamic converts to Christianity, will write books. I don't have the name exactly, but you can probably find out about what Islam is all about. The way I understand it, the problem with we have about 3,000, I understand, Muslims in the military, in our military. But what I understand, a true Muslim, a Quran following, a Muslim who follows the Quran and believes it totally and becomes obsessed with it, Mm-hmm. What I, which is, I believe, what happened to this Hassan character. But the thing is, I believe somewhere in this Quran or somewhere in the Islamic writings and that teachings, that allegiance, their allegiance is never to their country. It's always to Islam and to mm-hmm. Allah God and Islam. So for military, Muslim military people to be in our military, we have to question, are you a true Muslim and is your allegiance to defend America and, you know, the people and our country, or is your allegiance to Allah and the, you know, the Islamic religion? And we should know where that's going. That's for Sharia law, overthrow of every democracy, every government, and the oppression. I think this is very, very important to find out if these people are true Muslims and who is their allegiance to.
All right, Jerry, thanks. A lot of people are questioning exactly what Jerry said, which is what the generals are concerned about as breaking down the Muslim religion. You can talk to Muslims who are not radical lies, we'll call them Islamic extremists, etc. I know some Muslim people who follow the Quran, who believe in things that the Quran say, but they're not to the extremist point of view. It's like if you took certain Bible verses, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You know, I always say that because I'm for the death penalty and get blasted by people that tell me how can I be for the death penalty and whatever, and that's cool, that's fine, because I welcome all opinions here. But, you know, it doesn't mean I'm suggesting everyone become a vigilante either and go out and kill people. So you can manipulate the religion however you want to. What the shred of truth is in what Jerry's saying there, is this guy was saying anti-American crap. He was talking about suicide bombers. He screamed out Allah Akbar. So if he didn't originally start out that way, which is what his family is saying, somehow he went down that road and became that, or wanted to portray that he was becoming that guy. And the bottom line is there was red flags there. There was postings on the internet. The FBI was investigating it, and he wasn't stopped. He wasn't approached. Who else gets away with that in the Army? Of course, that shouldn't be allowed. There would be questionings there. In the military, you know how it is. You follow the regime. If everybody listening to me, any of you have served, I've had family members who have served, you have to toe the line. So certainly, if there was a problem, he could have gotten the boot. So the warning signs were all around, and that's what's being investigated, but nobody jumped forward and did anything. Quickly, let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing? Now, you know a lot about this. You and I talk about religion all the time. You've got, in fact, a very close nephew who is a rabbi who's in Israel. I've got a close friend who lives in Israel. We've talked about religion a lot in the couple of years that you've called me. When you look in Canada, I'm curious, what is the, let me stop you. When you're in Canada and yeah. people talk about Muslims in Canada, what is the reaction? Are people worried about radicalized mosques in Canada or when they talk about the United States, what's the reaction to what's happened at Fort Hood?
To be honest, the Muslims I do know are immigrants who are hardworking people who just want to make a better life for themselves. They find they get up and they pray five times a day, but they're not radical. You know, they don't yell Allah Akbar. In fact, one of them owns a store. I walk in and they've got a couple other employees who are Muslims. They don't ask me, get out. You know, they're just normal, hardworking people. They're not radicals. You know, they don't, they don't spit rhetoric, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just,
but are they concerned, Sam, though? Do you think that's what I'm saying? Are they concerned, the Muslims, about what's happening?
Well, just after 9/11, you know, people told them, go back to where you came from. This is for, and I quote, white Christian people, not you blanking foreigners. I haven't seen them since the shooting, but I have the strange feeling they could be slightly worried. And I'm being sarcastic when I use the word slightly.
Right.
Because what might happen, because it happened to one of them after 9/11, like I said, hardworking person owns a store, you know, wrote something in French like, Muslims are, you know, bad people, and And that was one half of the store window. The other half, they threw a rock through, they threw a brick through it.
Mm.
So, you know, it's, I don't know what's going to happen now, but I mean, we could, you know, some of the music's, you say it's the Americans' problem, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, hey, it's a Muslim, they'll automatically think, oh, all Muslims are like this. It's just like saying, with all due respect, Kate, all Irish are this, or all Italians are that, you know.
Sure, sure, sure. It's just saying, it's lumping everybody, just as the assumption, absolutely.
Right, or, right. Or Jews are this.
Right, right, absolutely. And that, and to my point, that's exactly what I was talking about. Sam, we got a slide because we got a whole bunch of other callers. Thank
okay,
you.
Take care.
We'll talk to you in the next couple of days. Mike is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to comment. I like listening to narrow-minded shows like this. I just think it's funny how people are against health care and the public option when the way this economy is going, half of you people out here are one step away from losing your health insurance. So you might depend on health insurance or public.
You can buy health insurance right now yourself. You can get affordable health insurance with
the
HSA.
And you have your, you guys, this guy was a major in the Army. You know, he wasn't just some ordinary person. What happened to the American who bombed the federal building in America? He was a Christian. Reading the Bible, if you read the Bible, it's a lot of violence in there. So I just think it's very funny how people want to blame Muslims and this, and when this country was built on prisoners coming from, where was it, to found this country. And you sit there with your little racist remarks and want to blame Muslims and blame this.
Hey, you were okay. Whoa. You are gone. You are gone. Cut him off. Mike, you had me. You were okay till you called me a racist, buddy. You do not listen to this show, then you have no clue what you were talking about, because I said exactly what you just said about the Bible, that there are things in the Bible that suggest violence. Like I said, the eye for eye, tooth for tooth. But you're narrow-minded because through your ears, unfortunately, you are hearing selectively what you wanted to hear. So you are dead wrong on your analogy of what you're hearing people say and what Sam just said in Montreal. And that's exactly what I was saying. There are radicalized Islamic people in this country who have come to this country who, in fact, like the guy who wanted to blow up the building in the city that I'm in Dallas, like the guy in Denver who wanted to blow up the subway in New York. And then there are plenty, if you paid attention, Mike, Muslim folks who, I have a friend who's Muslim who's completely gentle, wonderful, and giving person. And we have talked about that, and so did Sam when he talked about the store that he went to. So, sorry, partner. You can call this show with a different opinion, but you have to keep it real. 800-259-5791. We'll take more calls in a minute.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women Fun Intimacy Enhancement Cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
If you can't get in with your 2 cents on the phone lines at 800-259-5791, you can shoot us an email day or night to americatonight.net. And let me emphasize, I definitely welcome all opinions here. You do not have to step in line with what I say or what other callers on the show say. That's the beauty of America Tonight. All opinions are welcome. But, stamping everyone across the board and talking over top of us, eventually we can easily gong you out on that one. So that's not good radio. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. First of all, to touch base on the health care, I don't think it's going to go through. I hope and pray it does go through. Like I said, I've had my share of bills this year, right, medical bills, and I'm damn glad I have health insurance. And I'm glad I wasn't on government health insurance because I would have been able to get the doctors I had and probably would have been able to get the care I had or
right.
My daughter had.
Right.
So I'm thankful for that. And I think we should just open up state lines, make it more competitive,
mm-hmm.
Keep the government out of it. The government, every time they get into something, it's a proven fact, it's a failure. Nothing works when the government dips their hands in it because they say, well, it's going to cost $1 trillion or $10 trillion, $20 or $50, doesn't matter. By the time it's over with, they're going to be using it as a bank anyway and borrowing from it all the time and put it in deeper and deeper and deeper anyway.
Right.
And it's just a fact. Medicare has proved it. Medicaid's proved it. So is Social Security. So you never, and you said the right thing. There is nothing in life that is free. And so many people think that the government owes them something or somebody owes them something. And I'm telling you, the only people I owe is the IRS and the damn bank. I don't owe nobody else nothing. And I don't want to pay for anybody else. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I worked hard for what I got. I don't believe in wealth distribution. I don't think that's something we need to. I think it's just negative. I think it tears down a country. If people don't think it does, and look at some of these other countries, and they're weak, their economy's a heck of a lot weaker than ours. Now, on the thing with Fort Hood, I think it was a terrible shame. How do you weed them out? We live in a free country. It's freedom of religion.
Right.
How do you weed them out? And that's the sad part. You know, even the sadder part is it happened on a military base.
I know.
And that really makes you think, you know, I mean, Fort Hood is pretty guarded. Even though it's one of their own, it tells you that there's a lot, and I would call it a terrorist act because it was a terrorist act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, no matter whether he flipped or what his deal was, it was a terrorist act.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's sad for them families. And you know, some of these guys were getting ready to go over. I don't know if I told you before, my wife's ex, he was going to Iraq. And he was in South Carolina when he was supposed to be boarding going to Fort Hood. He's in the Navy. And they're putting the Navy and the Air Force with the Army and Marines down, putting them on land. And he was supposed to go to Fort Hood, finish his training, and leave out December 10th, Fort Hood. And he was lucky. He was one of them that wasn't there.
Wow, no kidding, because who knows if he comes in the wrong place. Yeah.
Yes, he was in South Carolina, ready to fly out to Fort Hood. Now I think they're sending Yuma or somewhere else. They changed orders, and then he'll go on to Iraq. But, you know, it's just a sad thing, and it's a horrible thing. Like I said, when it can happen on one of our military bases, you know, and then we see what happened in Orlando, I think it was Friday, the guy flipped out, shot several over there. It's a shame, and I mean, it's just, and on a military base, I think the guy should have been armed in that room.
It brings that question up, Stu, as to you have guards at the gates, obviously. I've been on a lot of different bases, but they weren't armed there, and they were, you know, here they were at this center where people were getting shots, getting ready to be deployed in a month or two, coming in, et cetera. And now what are the families left with? I mean, it's awful. Terrible. I mean, you really feel for the families. Some of them were 21 years old. Terrible.
I seen where the one young lady, she was 21 when she went in, or 20, I guess she was, when she went in right after 9/11.
Yeah.
Sergeant. And, you know, it's just, it really, you know, we expect the worst when they go, we always expect the best, but we understand the worst could happen when they're over in Iraq, Afghanistan. But to be on their home turf and that happen, that's just terrible. I mean, that's just a horrible thing. And it's a pretty, it's a saddening thing without a doubt.
I agree.
I wanted to just kind of give my two cents on it. Like I said, that thing in Orlando Friday, that was just as bad.
Terrible as well, yeah, in the office building, you know, they come in. I have a brother that lives in Orlando. Immediately, boom, he's in an office building downtown. I called him. No, nowhere near it. Don't worry. It's a mile, 2 miles away. Crazy.
Did they ever find that guy?
No, not that I know of. Not so far.
Yeah, that's what I'm big on. I mean, and Florida's got the CCW and character silhouette permit, but, man, I'm big on that. I think it's just an important thing for people to have.
Yeah, it could be a lifesaver.
Second Amendment. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it can make a difference. It's just a sad thing all the way around. But anyway, Kate, I appreciate you, and thanks for your time. And like I said, just hope and pray that health care don't go through because, man, the government touches it. It's a guaranteed screwed up thing.
Yeah. I agree with you. That's the problem. Hey, thanks, Stu.
Thanks.
You know, it's like when we were talking earlier in our last hour to Mike Rose, who's been an educator for 40 years, and he was talking about, we were mentioning some of the problems in education and some things that have happened that have been good, but like No Child Left Behind, et cetera. I mean, we could take lots, you know, we could spin a wheel and tell you different things that have happened that have blown up in our faces when the government got too involved in it. But, you know, back to Hassan for a second. Army investigators, of course, are piecing this all together, and it's a question, but most likely, I talked to someone the other day about this, he's going to face military justice rather than federal criminal charges if they determine that it was just him, just the work of one person, which it definitely looks that way. But you got to make sure, cross all the I's and the T's, look at the bullet trajectories and all that sort of stuff to make sure at this point and that Hassan was the only suspect in the shootings. And no charges have been filed yet. He was shot by civilian police. That ended the rampage. He was in critical, but now I guess stable at this point. As of today, he was stable at the Army Hospital in San Antonio. He's breathing on his own because he was on a ventilator. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions to come. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, you know, three of those 12 victims were women.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if they're going to call this a hate crime. What do you think? Is there any hate involved in that? Huh? You know? Maybe they'll call it when a man caused a disaster. Isn't that what the Obama administration calls terrorism now? Who knows? You know? In war, war is a terrible thing because innocents are killed, okay? Usually in war and in countries dealing with other countries, it's the 10% that lead to 90%, usually. And you got to deal with that 10%, you know? The Nazis were probably 10% of the Germans, all right? But we had to kill a whole lot of good German civilians to kill those 10% of those Nazis. I'm sure there were really nice German people in Germany, you know, that didn't want to, you know, to go to war, but we had to get through them to get to the 10%. The same with the Japanese. We had to kill a whole lot of nice Japanese people to win that war. And, you know, people are trying to, their hardest, it seems, to have the perfect war where, you know, only the person that was pulling the trigger is the person that should be punished, you know. And that's not the way war works. You know, the thing with Islam is that it's a religion that is intermixed with governments. Like, there's governments like Saudi Arabia, and, you know, the only religion allowed there is Islam. You know, Iran, the only religion, Islam. In Iraq, what does the Constitution say, Kate? It says, yeah, no law shall contradict Islam.
Sure.
Same thing
sure.
in Afghanistan. You see, yeah. So that's a totally different thing there. We're facing a totally different type of situation. It's not like, you know, Protestants or against Catholics in Northern Ireland, because you didn't have Northern Ireland, you know, supporting, you know, the IRA. You
right.
know, you didn't have Ireland in the South supporting the IRA, you know. So until we get some leadership that stops calling Islam the religion of peace, you know, we're going to have problems. And the one we had got, the guy we have now in the White House is worse than that, you know. He thinks homosexuality and heterosexuality are just all happy and the same, and he thinks, you know, Islam is just much better than the religion of peace. So, you know, we're going to have to get some people who can define the truth of these matters to the American people.
Well, Tomas, thanks for the call. What Tomas brings up in a hardline approach is, this is what I'm saying about politics. You cannot please all the constituents, so you have to have an opinion, whichever it is. In the case of the White House, where he's talking about it, whether there's going to be gay marriage or whatever it is, there's the wait for the president to say, okay, here's how I feel, this is what I think, and he's done that in some cases, but in others he has not. And we'll talk more about that on the flip side with you. 800-259-5791.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
As usual here on this show, we ping and pong all over the place. We're talking about the Fort Hood rampage and trying to make sense of it, if you really can make sense of it. And then, you know, did the Army drop the ball on this one? And also, health care. The House passes it. Now it goes on to the Senate. Supposedly 60% or more of America wants to see the health care, this health care reform, go through. And, hey, I'm for health care reform, but not some of the versions of what we're seeing of the House version and the Senate version because of some of the things that are contained in it and ultimately how much more you're going to have to pay. So 800-259-5791. Let's go out to a couple of you. Let's go out to Andy, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing? Good show tonight. Thank you very much for taking my call. And, yeah, I'm in the great state of Missouri. I was in Illinois before. I'm in my big truck going west.
I gotcha.
So, speaking of jumping around, I'm here and there. And what really got me to call you is when you said keeping it real. See, when I was in Iraq, I got two tours over there. 25-year vet, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your service. We have some applause for Andy. Let's get some applause from that studio audience.
Hey,
we appreciate your service.
There's no need. No need for all that. But, no. No. The shooting in Fort Hood hit me pretty hard, and I've been expecting it. You see, it's a twofold problem. we have decided not to look at war as war.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it as a criminal action, okay? And as long as the political infrastructure and the people as a whole look at the activities going on in Iraq and Afghanistan as a more of a police action, because of the rules of engagement over there, for the past 8 years, have been extremely restrictive.
Right.
And, they have. I mean, mm-hmm. And John Murtha knows that extremely well. That's why the 7 Haditha Marines, mm-hmm. 3 of which, by the way, I knew, because I was stationed in Al-Asad where those Marines were from. And I'm real familiar with the incident in October and November of 05. All right. Mm-hmm. Those Marines saved our butts because we were mm-hmm. getting rocketed on a daily basis and they were sniffing out the rockets.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the reason why on that deal is because our government's confused. They don't know what a war is and it's not. And so as a result, as long as that happens and we decide like the other fellow Tomas was saying, you know, as long as these politicians keep saying that Islam is a religion of peace, when everything that has gone on since the late 1940s dictates the exact opposite, not all Muslims are terrorists, but all the terrorists have been Muslims.
Right.
The vast majority of them, okay? And you look at this guy, Hassan, that's real disturbing. Think about it this way. He made it through the ranks as a major. To be a major, which is a commissioned officer spot, you have to have a top secret security clearance or higher, all right? Let me ask you, what do you think the possibility of maybe someone of a Muslim religion flying a bomber and decides to change his mind and become an ally and a sympathetic to the cause of Allah on the side of Al-Qaeda, and he's flying his jet,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a bomb on it. What do you think mm-hmm. is going to happen?
Oh, could be good. Absolutely. All hell would break loose. Yeah.
That would be it. That would be it. Now, on the health care deal, real short, I downloaded both versions, H.R. 3200 and H.R. I think it's 3962 or 64. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got a case of CRS. But read through it. Let me tell you something, folks. Y'all don't want none of it. Seriously. This is an in-your-face, unadulterated attempt at a tyrannical move, punitive, and fiduciary confiscation on the part of this federal government right now. So, that's my comment.
I agree with what you had to say, especially about the bills, obviously, too. Both of them are ridiculous, and I can't believe you downloaded them. My gosh, you cut down a forest when you did that. But you're absolutely right. Great caller. Thanks for calling us. Definitely call us again. Here's the thing. Absolutely. You have to read the fine print. It's not the way it sounds. If people are being asked, well, gee, do you want better health care? Do you want, lower premiums? If somebody called me on the phone and said that, well, of course I want lower premiums and better health care, but do I want the health care reform that was being proposed in the health care bill in the House? No way. Do I want the version that's moving around in the Senate? No way. Not if you pay attention, as he says, to the fine print. All right, let's move to Sean, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Sean.
Hello?
Hey, Sean, we got you. Hey, just do me a favor, turn your radio down.
All right, I'm just glad that you racist rednecks are about to die off like the dinosaurs. You want to blame Muslims and when the Christianity is the one that's killing everything, invading countries and everything.
Really?
You know,
so are you?
What
oh, right.
I don't know what to say. Free health care. Well, if you lose your job, you got health care, ma'am?
Yes, because I would go on
free
Pilgrim.
Free health care, yeah, because I'm the one with the problem. But when you guys are all over there blaming everybody else, but you want to be racist and discriminate and don't health care for nobody.
Sean, we got to let you go, buddy. You got to pay more attention. You got to download the bills and like Andy did, and then you'll be more armed with the facts. So we can't even go there with you. We can't comment if you want to call us racist rednecks. Listen, I'm all for health care reform. I've already said that. You erase the state lines, the competition, and then you'll have competition with the competing companies, and you'll be able to get affordable health care. That's the problem. A lot of people aren't looking for some kind of a handout. They're looking for good, affordable coverage, rates that are they can afford, getting good care when they need good care, etc. And that's where it's at. It's not in what you think, in not paying attention to what the Senate is saying and what the House is saying. And really, frankly, nobody can know everything that goes on in those committee meetings because, frankly, the politicians themselves don't know everything. It would take decades to learn every point of every bill, of every amendment that sometimes sneaks in. There's just no way it's possible to do that. So you got to pay attention. And when it comes to Muslims, if you're listening to the show, then you're not listening to what I'm saying as the host of this show. I'm not condemning anyone who has a Muslim faith of saying, oh, they all want to kill us. Oh, you know, we haven't looked under the hood of some of these people that are peaceful, blah, blah, blah. And that's not what we're saying. We're talking about radicalized Islam. You heard what Andy said in Missouri. Nobody wants to face the truth. He was there in war situations twice, I mean, all the way through. And he described what he saw, of course, with the rules of engagement and how they're so their hands are so tied in so many of these situations. You know, what do you want from the soldiers? And in the case of Hassan, he was the one who did that. He was the one who jumped up and screamed Allah Akbar. He's the one who posted radical postings on websites. Well, what does that point to? I mean, give me a break. Like I say, you trace the steps and follow it along. So, no, it's ignorant to just blanketly call somebody a racist if they're concerned about radical Islamic folks flying planes through the trade centers, the World Trade Centers are doing some of the things that have happened in the past. Thank goodness for the FBI and the CIA recently, especially the FBI, because they stopped a couple of homegrown terrorists who were planning to do some pretty bad things and would have killed some people in Dallas, would have killed some people in New York. So you gotta wake up and pay attention to what's happening. Hey, you can send me an email day or night on any of the stuff that we talked about, americatonight.net.